Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, presenting Live Day on Tuesday, November 20th at Snoqualmie Casino. And I'm telling you, man, you get to be there with us for the second year in a row. We have a live studio audience. We want you to be a part of it. It's awesome, man, because nothing is pre-recorded on Live Day. All of our sound effects, all of our commercials. This music you're hearing now, it'll be performed live by a band.
All of our mess-ups will be live. Come see the train wreck.
What could go wrong?
Everything.
Yeah. Tickets are on sale right now. General admission or premium experience packages for Live Day, Tuesday, November 20th, Snoqualmie Casino. All the info at KISW.com.
Let's play
to Beat Mix, and it's time to turn it up for Thursday.
Charge out for what?
Oh yeah, Friday Junior, baby.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
And a note for Live Day.
Yeah. What's that?
That we play it with people that are there.
Yeah.
So if you want to play Beat Migs on that day, you got to come down.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you do that. You can't just call in.
Facebook drama as well, if you want to be a part of our acting crew.
Acting.
Yes.
As I say with air quotes on radio. Sorry about that.
I saw you.
Thank you. Let's just get to our contestant. We got Justin in Tacoma to take on Steve. Justin, are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Stephen Piercy of Rat Tickets. He's going to be at the Clearwater Casino on December 13th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want tickets, they're available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yeah!
For those playing at home, Justin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Justin, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
The Academy Award-winning documentary March of the Penguins takes place on what continent?
Antarctica.
Yes. How many strings does the common bass guitar have?
6.
No.
Oh, 4.
Yes. What year of the late 90s did A Bug's Life come out?
98.
Yes. Necrophobia is the fear of what?
Death.
Yes. Which city was engulfed in lava from Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD?
Pompeii.
Yes. What is the longest and heaviest bone in the human body?
The thigh, femur.
Femur, yes. What actor played Michael Crocodile Dundee?
Ooh, pass.
Which planet's year consists of 11.9 Earth years?
Jupiter?
Yes. The first installments of the Pokemon video game series were Red and what?
Blue.
Yes. Who was the lead singer of Soundgarden?
Oh, shoot. Pass.
Which actor played Michael Crocodile Dundee?
I can't come up with his name.
All right. Well, 8 correct.
Ooh.
Hopefully that's not the deciding factor there.
I know, because I want my second song in the morning.
I know,
so.
You've already gotten one.
Yeah. Let's see if Steve will come through for me by not coming through.
Come through by failing.
Yes.
Fail miserably. I've seen it happen.
Yes.
Or heard it.
Oh, I love this guy.
I love Justin. This is great.
It's weird when you walk in and you put your headphones on right when he's doing that laugh, because I have no idea what the context is, and it's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
Whoa.
Nice.
And it got creepier.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes! Yes!
I love it.
Yes!
The Academy Award-winning documentary March of the Penguins takes place on what continent?
Antarctica.
Yes. How many strings does the common bass guitar have?
Four.
Yes. What year of the late 90s did A Bug's Life come out?
98.
Yes. Oh. Necrophobia is the fear of what?
Dead people.
Yes. Which city was engulfed in lava from Mount Vesuvius in A.D. 79?
Tequila.
No.
Paris.
No.
I don't know. Cleveland.
No. What is the longest and heaviest bone in the human body?
The dom.
No.
Femur.
Yes. Which actor played Michael Crocodile Dundee?
Oh, that's not an actor. Paul Hogan.
Yes. Which planet's year consists of 11.9 Earth years?
Jupiter?
Yes. Oh. The first installments of the Pokemon video game series were red and what?
Green.
No.
Blue.
Yes. Who was the lead singer of Soundgarden?
Chris Cornell.
Yes. And Steve, you get 9 correct. And you win.
Yeah.
Sorry, Justin.
Dang it. Yeah, Chris Cornell was the difference. Yeah, sorry, buddy.
It's cool.
There he goes.
Not cool.
So not cool, man.
Yep. He did know Paul Hogan and didn't know Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't know Chris Cornell?
Yeah.
Well, he will now.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Someone just said, shame, shame. How do you not know the lead singer of Soundgarden?
Ring the bells. Shame, shame, shame.
Yeah.
The one that you did not get correct, he did. It is Pompeii.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
I thought we were going to have a shot. I thought there was one, but Steve got the 9. I wasn't sure if he'd get them all, but I knew he wouldn't get Pompeii.
Oh, somebody's I don't know. Did he give a different answer for the fear of dead people? Some people are like, is it the fear of death or dead people? They're not the same.
Both. It is both.
Oh.
I looked it up, and both. It is death or dead bodies. And see, I wrote it right there. See, death and dead bodies right there.
Okay. Thanks. I'm glad you wrote it down.
Yeah, I wrote it down. All right. So, yeah, it's perfect.
All right. Well, then we have nothing to question you on.
Exactly. So suck it, texters.
Wow. I was going to say something, but Steve and the texters beat me to the punch.
So he says Japanese Pokemon was red and green, Rev.
It was not red and green.
Japanese version.
It doesn't matter. We're not talking about the Japanese version.
I thought we always go by Japanese rules on Beat Meg.
Me too.
Yes, come on, man.
Yes, Japanese rules. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 9 correct.
Caller number 9, you are checking out Stephen Piercy of Rat at the Clearwater Casino. Caller number 9, 206-421-ROCK. Several women have just gone to show you how taking selfies is, again, ruining art. They visited an international art center in Russia, and they were trying to get a selfie near a priceless etching by Spanish painter Francisco Goya and Salvatore Dali's interpretation of it when it toppled. Yep, video shows a woman snapping a photo of the display just as it falls towards her, causing her to take several quick steps back.
I just saw the surveillance footage of it. It goes down hard.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
It almost toppled over somebody, too.
Oy, 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 what an idiot. Wow. I don't know now. What part of it was, did they do anything to? Oh, she was right there. Okay, there she was.
Right. Yeah, she was to the side of it.
She's on the side. That's it. Knucklehead. Yeah. Are they American? That's the thing. I don't want our country being blamed for this.
I'm not sure if they are or aren't. They don't have shirts on that say from America.
I just feel like selfieism. I know it's all over the place, but I feel like when it comes to taking selfies, we're the idiots.
Yeah.
You know, and so far, and it's probably only one of the stories I know it was Americans that were doing that. It's been people from other countries, and I just don't want it to be Americans. Gosh, are we that dumb we're ruining priceless art? Because it's happened a lot. People crumbling, knocking over statues.
I have a question. It seems like people on YouTube have a similar question. When you look at it, this is not even a secure wall. It's just some kind of boxy thing that this priceless art is hanging on. I'm not saying that it deserves to get broken or something bad happens to it, but if you have really expensive, priceless art, why are you putting it on flimsy things?
That's a very good point. You're right. Because if a human can knock that wall down, then just anybody being an idiot, you know, just if they wanted to.
Like one person says, why is the priceless art hanging on a damn milk box? What the hell?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Maybe the wall should have been secured properly. Again, it's not because, I'm not saying that they're in the wrong, the art place, but you got to think, maybe I should make sure that this art can't fall.
Yeah, and when you touch a wall, you assume that the wall is going to, you know, that it's pretty heavy. And she put her hand on a wall, and I know what, I can't really fault her for that, because I would expect, like you said, Steve, any structure that's got priceless painting on it should be able to hold my weight if I put my hand on the wall itself, not on the, you know, the picture, but on the wall.
And if someone's priceless, wouldn't you, like, kind of rope it off?
Yeah, that's the other thing you do, too. You're right. Yeah, so the frames and protective glass of both artworks were broken, and Dali's work suffered damage to the picture. We don't know what the value of this whole thing is and what the repairs are going to cost, but they want to charge the woman. I don't think they're going to be able to charge her for the reason that all the YouTube folks are saying.
And what do you charge her? Something's priceless. You keep making a point to say this thing is priceless.
Yeah, but you know what?
All right, sue them for a priceless amount.
Apparently, she destroyed $200,000 worth of art pieces, is what it's saying. So that's priceless to them.
Okay. And $200,000 is a lot. It's not a lot of money, though, for like, if it's a really amazing art piece, it's got to go for seven figures.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so that's why it's on a flimsy wall.
Yeah, so that's, it's not the good stuff.
Man, selfies, man. Did you see that story? It happened, I think, like a week or two ago about that couple that loves taking selfies, but they like doing it in places where there's a little bit of danger, so on the edge of a cliff or whatever.
Don't know.
They fell to their death at Yosemite Park.
Oh, come on.
Because they were trying to take a selfie right at the cliff of Taft Point, and it's an 800-foot drop.
Oh, and they both fell over?
Yes.
Well, I guess, you know what? I mean, that's the way they would want to go, right?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if
I really want to go falling backwards down 800 feet, crashing to my death. That's not typically how I want to go.
Wouldn't you want to die in a roller coaster?
No.
I thought you love roller coasters. Don't you want to die doing something you love?
I'm not a fan of the whole idea of dying doing something I love. I don't want to die doing that. If I want to die doing something I hate, you know what I mean? Like being in a meeting here at work.
Let me just die there.
Take me out of my misery.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
Do you want to die when you're scarfing down a bunch of Twinkies? No.
Yeah.
Just choke on a Twinkie.
He just wants a Twinkie.
Yeah. And if I got to die getting one, I'll get one.
So you'd like to die while playing board games with your friends?
Oh, that would be awesome. It'd be
traumatizing
them. It'd be great for me, though. I just fall right, especially if I'm losing and all the pieces go flying everywhere. It's the ultimate table flip.
No, you'd be so mad because you could be winning and then you feel like a heart attack coming on and you're just like, I'm going to win, but I'm not going to finish the game. The completionist in you might be mad as you go down.
Oh, man, that would be totally what BJ would do. And at that point, since he didn't finish the game, he would just haunt that board game. Anytime you would play it, there would be Ghost BJ there yelling at you.
It's like a new Ouija board.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's a BJ board.
Yeah.
BJ board.
I'll have Twinkies coming out of my mouth. Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, so you would rather die doing something you love.
I feel like I would, yeah.
Vicky, love or hate?
Hate.
Yeah?
Yeah, like if I was in school, like that'd be the best time. It's like, okay, well, I don't have to finish school or I don't have to finish something I dislike.
What about you, Danny?
Probably something I love.
Yeah?
Yeah, like eating pizza and I'd just be like, oh, this is good, and then you just die.
Danny, what if I get a box of Twinkies and we get pizza and we both die together? Because I love pizza too.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Let's do it.
Rev, love or hate?
I think it would be a love-hate because I probably will die on the toilet.
Bro. Oh, God, yeah, he will.
Do you ever have, not to get too graphic, but you ever have those moments where you're like, man, I might have almost killed myself right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you gotta breathe.
Yeah, like, where you
gotta breathe.
Okay, tone it down, man. I don't want my wife having to take care of that.
I think of Elvis.
Yes.
Somebody had to find Elvis on the toilet. I'm like, all right, I got it. Elvis gave us the best lesson ever. Breathe on the toilet. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
Don't strain too hard.
Well, that's why if you breathe, but if you hold your breath and lock it all up, that's apparently what happened to Elvis.
One person says, BJ being okay dying while eating Twinkies makes him such a simple man, and I couldn't appreciate it more.
Thank you.
BJ's level of nerdiness makes me want to die.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy it.
So, wow. Okay. So, like, that's just me and Vicky and a little bit of Rev. All right, Sarah, what about you? Would you rather die doing something you love? Drinking box wine? Getting ratchet in the dance club.
Oh, she has a heart attack.
Heart attack while twerking.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
I mean, when you're older.
Knowing Sarah's luck, because she always gets hurt, it'd probably be her getting trampled by everyone, and that's how she goes.
That's true.
Hey, yeah. Joe, love or hate? Oh, he wants to.
Oh, you want to die while
bowling?
Gambling.
Throwing craps.
Playing Yahtzee?
I was thinking something
else.
Dude,
he just dies and falls right into the pot. He wins a gigantic pot. The odds were against him. The whole table hates him because he shouldn't have stayed in the hand. And he goes, yeah, suckers. And then just falls right into the pot of money. Yeah.
See, I'd rather like lose my life savings.
Chips go
and then just die and be like, oh, well. Sorry, wife.
I want to do it.
That's great. What a great life for her.
Well, you know, I don't know.
I lost everything, and sorry, I'm going to die, so I can't even help you here.
I want to do it when I'm in, like, the line of the DMV, or, like, when I first get in line.
Oh, yes.
Or, like, when you're doing your taxes, or you have to talk to the IRS or something. Like, very not fun, and just, boom, dead.
Wow. Wow. I don't know what that said. I wish that we could find out what it says about your psyche if you want to die because you're in misery as opposed to die while you're happy.
I'd just rather die. This is such a morbid conversation.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I would just rather go out while I'm not having a good time doing whatever I'm doing. Right.
I want to know what psychologists say about that. Yeah. Like what kind of person you are if you want to die because you're miserable as opposed to die because you're happy.
But I don't want to be miserable in general. Just miserable in that moment.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
You're saying if you could choose to die, it would be in a miserable moment.
Right. Like, I don't want to die eating lobster. I want to die eating tempeh.
It's tempeh, and yes.
I'm never going to pronounce it right. It doesn't deserve to be pronounced right. That is the worst food ever.
Well, maybe you just... I've got to find... I'm going to talk... When I talk to my psychology friends, I'm going to find out, like, what does it say? Okay, like, get down paper.
Talk to my psychology friends.
I have a couple.
Right. Well, I'm going to talk to my psycho friends.
That's even better. Yeah, well, when they're not murdering anybody, see if they got time to let you know. All right, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to change this whole situation. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your text at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever it is you want to talk about, Listeners on the Loose, it don't matter. You get to pick that topic. But do remember, if you're picking something, if you're taking control of the show, Steve has one rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you will be gone. And we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
Just like that. Let's go to Steven Spanaway, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Steve, you are on The Rock.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I really love you guys.
All right, Steve. Thank you so much for being with us, buddy. What you got?
All right, so I'm gonna get right into this because it's kind of a long story, but I'm going to keep it short and sweet so I don't get the gong. But I think it was Vicky that was talking about dying while doing taxes, and I actually have kind of a bittersweet story related to that. So,
well, you're still alive, so as far as I know, it should be.
Are we sure
sweet.
He is?
Oh. Not me. So my dad's younger brother, he was a great guy, but very rough around the edges, and he was involved with drugs and whatnot.
Oh,
and but he was also a very heavy gambler, but he was very successful. And in the last few months of his life, he was actually being audited and investigated by the IRS.
Oh, yeah.
And about a month into the process, he actually had a heart attack and died.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And so my dad, he was the oldest sibling in the family, so we hired a lawyer and an accountant and an autopsy was done, and he actually, his heart was totally jacked up from all the drugs that he did. But the IRS, it ended up nobody had to pay them a dime.
Is it because he passed away or because they found him innocent?
No, because he passed away. He didn't have a wife, a girlfriend. He didn't have any kids. So
it's done.
They tried to come after my grandparents, my dad's parents, but they it ended up that, so obviously my uncle gave him the middle finger. My grandparents were able to give him the middle finger. Nobody paid them a dime, and they were out for the money they were trying to get. So it was very bittersweet. Bitter because he was awesome, but sweet because we all got to say SOL to the IRS.
Yeah, dude, and boy, that's...
And he got out without having to deal with all that crap.
Yeah, I mean, that's... And he was smart. He didn't leave that burden on anybody. He led his crazy life the way he did, and then he ended it on his terms. And, you know, I'll tell you, man, anybody that gets audited by the IRS, hire yourself a tax lawyer. You will be so happy because they make it sound like they know what they're talking about and scare the crap out of you. But in reality, these are people that some of them are not making a lot of money. A lot of them don't even know their own rules.
Fired against its Uncle Sam, huh?
Dude,
BJ?
I've had it happen to me.
Going head to head with Uncle Sam?
Thank God I hired a tax lawyer because they told me that I owed them money, and then after the tax lawyer got a hold of it, they ended up having to pay me five figures.
Whoa. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, dude, seriously. Where was our pizza party?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, seriously. Wait a second.
Yeah.
You won the lottery and didn't share with us.
I know. I mean, it was a beating. Yeah, I'm sorry. Because they were like, dude, you owe us a lot of money and you better pay it now. And I was just telling me I couldn't claim things that I could claim. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's totally legal. I had to go get a lawyer. And luckily, I mean, first of all, I was so happy when he said, you don't owe any money. He goes, now you want the good news? Mm-hmm. I go, I thought that was the good news. He goes, they owe you a lot of money because I underfiled. They go, he said, dude, why didn't you claim this, and this? And I go, I don't know. I feel like an idiot, but.
See those lap dances at Fox's because we mention them from time to time? That does matter.
It does matter. So and sometimes your accountant, your CPA isn't enough. A tax lawyer is the way to go if you ever get audited. Please.
I didn't know that you fought the law.
And I won.
And BJ won.
Yeah, buddy!
That's not how the song goes.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's how my song
It was the
went.
Alternate version.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we should have a pizza party.
I agree.
All right.
Yeah, get us some pizza, BJ.
All right. I mean, you know what? I feel good, so good about it now, I'm willing to do it.
Wow.
I probably did have a pizza party, but you know I'm old and forgot, right? You guys are always going to have me have a pizza party every day because I can't remember anything.
Sounds like a great idea.
Listeners.
That'd be the best day ever.
On the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Did they build a bowling alley above us or something? Because I feel like someone's rolling.
I know. I've been hearing that all morning.
Yeah.
I don't know if the listeners can hear it, but it sounds like people are rolling bowling balls on the ceiling above us.
That's awesome. But imagine there is a bowling alley up there and we haven't been invited to it.
Yeah, I'm hearing it now. You're right.
Wow.
The only thing I'm not hearing is the crash of the pins. These guys are bad bowlers. That's all I know.
Or maybe silent pins.
Oh.
The whole building is shaking. Like, I feel it on my...
No, don't say that, Danny.
Oh, that's weird because I'm about to read a text that says, where were you guys during the last big earthquake?
Oh.
Are we about to have one right here, right now?
Dude, that's nuts. I was at work at the radio station.
Oh, man, I was coming off of a massive bender from Vegas.
Really?
Yes, a massive bender. This is like back in the crazy days of just, we went hard, and I came back, and I woke up in my whole apartment. I lived on John Street in Queen Anne, and the whole room, I thought it was just because I was so messed up from everything that was in my system.
Why wouldn't you think that?
So I'm thinking, this is just me just having the spins. And then I realized, oh no, I'm not having the spins. My apartment is shaking. And it was that massive earthquake. I put the blankets over my head thinking that would save me.
Yeah, it was stuff when it falls on you, Steve, it'll hit you as hard with a blanket over your head or not.
I figured I held it a little high up enough, it'll kind of create a little bit of a buffer.
Oh, yeah, exactly, because your arms can really...
Bro,
you know,
I was too hungover. I couldn't get out of bed.
Oh, dude.
Imagine that's the way I go out.
Go under the bed, at least.
That would require me getting off of the bed.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the safest place either. I mean, what do they say, a doorway, bathtub, I don't know, someplace like that.
But it finally settled. I got up, went outside, there was like a building, and I don't know, some guy that just evaluates old buildings. And he was outside of our building, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? He's like, oh, I'm just checking to see the structure because some of the bricks on the top part did loosen up and stuff. And I'm like, oh, wow, have you been to a bunch of places? He goes, no, this is the first place I came to because I figured it'd be the first one to go.
Oh, damn.
And I was just like, need to get out of this apartment complex.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's not a good bill of sale on that particular place to live.
But that was scary.
Wow.
And then the other minor was, there was another earthquake before that. That wasn't nearly as big, but I remember I was working as a temp somewhere at a...
I wasn't here for that one. I was here for Nisqually, and I think that was the only one that we've had since I've been here.
Yeah, that was the super big one.
Yeah.
And that one was crazy because we were on one of those buildings that had the rollers.
Oh!
So it felt like you were surfing. It was very weird. And you got to see which people, like, really lose their minds and which people don't. And my boss, he lost his mind, and he was screaming and yelling like a little kid. And it was hilarious when it finally subsided because we're all looking at him like... This is our boss.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't recover from that, can you?
What about you, Rev? Where were you?
Jeez. I was
on the toilet.
I was not on the toilet. I was on my ass playing EverQuest.
There you were. Yeah.
I had just finished my security guard shift, and I was sitting at home playing EverQuest, and everything started shaking. This was when I was living with the PLP and his girl at the time.
Did you spill your Mountain Dew?
I did not. And in fact, I didn't even lose my internet connection because I ran to the bathroom to stand in the doorway because it was the only safe spot. And then when it stopped, I went back to the game. I was still playing, and I just sat right back down.
Look at you, ran to the doorway like a guy that knows what to do.
Yeah, it was the only time I haven't really panicked when something like that's happened.
So you said they were in the fourth grade, didn't get under my desk until it was over. Ha ha. Yeah, you did that, Ron.
Yeah,
I was like you, Steve.
I'm trying to remember.
Do you remember it?
The Nisqually one. I just remember there was a really, really big earthquake when I was a kid, and my dad worked late night, so my brother and I would, you know, go sleep with my mom in her bed, and the whole house started shaking, and I thought it was my dad slamming the door, and we all panicked, and we all just kind of hugged together like, this is it, but... I don't remember the Nisqually
one. That was the Nisqually one.
Was that at night?
No, the Nisqually one was
like,
in the...
It was like 9 or 10
in the morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Oh, you don't remember that one?
But I was also up in Lake Stephen, so I don't know if I would have felt it.
The one you're talking about, I remember that one as well. It was
97 or 98.
Yeah, it was around that time because I remember we were coming home, my mom and I, from Incredible Universe when it was still at the Super Mall. And we missed it because we were driving and didn't notice it at all. And everyone was like, did you feel that earthquake? And I was like, no.
Dude, isn't that nuts? So that was within 2 years or 3 years. There were two pretty,
kind of around that time. Yeah.
You could feel it. And we haven't had much since. I know we've had some, but I haven't felt any.
We're supposed to get the big one, BJ.
Oh,
I just texted you. You guys still talking about earthquakes, right? No, I was talking about a different big one.
Yeah, that's right. All right, it is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls. We got more of your texts. Good night, 17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by The Shane Company. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Brian in Edmonds. Brian, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Not too bad, buddy. What you got for us today?
So I would actually like to talk about the rapper Eminem.
Okay.
His new album Kamikaze had caught in my eye because of the album cover. It was a jet with just the back of a jet, and it looked so familiar to me. I was like, where have I seen this before? And you guys helped me discover it today. You guys played Paul Revere from Beastie Boys from the album License to Ill. And if you look at the album cover,
it's the
exact same plane.
Yeah.
That was his way of paying homage to it. And I was like, that is so cool. He's done that in the past so many times with Time of the Season. He's done that with I Love Rock and Roll, with The Stroke. I think that's Billy Squire.
Yep.
He's done this so many times. And with Eminem being known as a diss rapper, like he's going to attack some people, it's so cool to see him turn around and show respect for the people as well.
Brian's a big fan.
No, dude, that was the first thing when I first saw the record came out. It was a surprise because no one knew that Kamikaze was coming out until it came out. And then once I saw the album cover, I'm like, oh, this is obviously a way of him paying tribute to the Beastie Boys, which I thought was freaking cool.
I thought that was really amazing. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, why does that look so familiar? And then you guys played Paul Revere this morning, and I was like, oh, that's where it's from. I knew it.
There you go. Appreciate the call, Brian. Thanks, buddy.
It's funny. It just showed up in the mail, and my wife's reaction was priceless. You would get a kick out of it because I ordered the Beastie Boys book. Because remember, we were talking about that book, and I was just like, I should do it. Maybe I shouldn't. And then I had that moment where I was on Amazon, and then my finger uncontrollably just said, purchase
it. You had to do it.
Yeah. Well, it showed up in the mail, and the thing is, freaking thick.
It's huge.
Oh, dude.
Are you able to read this? You need some help?
Well, there's a lot of pictures, thankfully.
Okay.
But it's cool how it's done. There's a lot of random things in there. There's a few pages of just weird recipes that are based off of Beastie Boys type music. There's Amy Poehler. She has a part in the book where she describes and talks about all the... I think it's Amy Poehler or maybe Amy Schumer. I can't remember now. I'm just skimming through it. But she gives her opinion of their music videos in the book. And then there's obviously a lot of stuff about their history. But the book shows up, and my wife's like, why'd you get this? I'm just like, oh, I want to read this book. In all the years I've been married to you, I think I've seen you read two things.
Yeah.
And so now the bet is how long it's going to take until I read this book.
Oh, yeah.
It's big.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give... I don't think you get it done in 2 years.
It was Amy Poehler. Okay, yeah. That talked about the music videos. But
I don't think it's... I don't think you're going to get it in 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, I think I'll get this done in...
You lose interest in things. You'll pick it up. But I mean, I think you'll start reading it, then you'll forget about it, and maybe you'll get excited about the Beastie Boys again in like maybe the tail end of next year and want to pick up that book and start.
I'm glad I got it. It's a cool looking book.
Yeah, it's probably a good coffee table book.
I haven't finished Road Warrior Animals book. I started that about 6 years ago.
Oh, jeez.
So I should finish that first.
Damn it. Six years ago? All right, I'd like to adjust my number. 6 years.
I think I'm going to get this one done in a couple months.
You say that. I'm looking on your face. There's no way you're going to get it done.
I saw this at Easy Street the other day, and I picked it up. Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's the book Steve was talking about. And I was looking through it, and I was like, oh, my Lord, this is huge. It's like an encyclopedia style.
It's bigger than the Bible.
Oh, then you're going to 6 years then, buddy.
6 years?
Yeah, if it's as big like the Bible, forget it. 6 years.
Do I got to read every page?
Well, isn't that what a book is?
Yeah, that's how books work, Steve.
Yeah, I don't want to read the recipes.
Why not? You might find something good.
I've cooked less than I've read.
Well, I still assume, you don't have to read the recipes. I'm sure there's story in there. And I still think with all that, as thick as that book is, it's still probably going to take you. Because you haven't done Road
now
Warrior.
I want to do it.
You haven't finished Road. How big is Road Warriors book? You haven't finished it.
A couple hundred pages.
Exactly. You're never going to finish this book.
I know. I'm going to give it like a good five, you know, poo sessions. Like you sitting on the toilet. I'm going
to
go five.
Put it in the bathroom.
I'm not bringing that up to the bathroom.
He doesn't read on the toilet.
Right. If I try and read that.
Yeah, that's
thing.
Not his bag.
I don't know.
From a cell phone and a crapper.
I like how Vicky goes, I don't know, but she's making a prediction
like
you're going
to
read on the toilet.
I'm trying to help.
You're not going to
help. You know what? You're never going to read it, Steve.
6 years, Vicky. Make a guess.
6 years now we're at.
Dude, you haven't read Road Warrior's book, and it's much smaller.
I've moved on.
That's why I don't... I mean, I also want to say you'll never finish this book, because you will move on.
Yeah,
you,
I didn't want to be completely defeatist, but I was saying that.
You've got a short attention span for this kind of thing.
Such blind... No faith.
Dude, none. You buy the wrestling video game every year,
yes,
make
I
your character...
This year yet.
Oh, it's going to happen.
It's on my Christmas list.
Every year you buy it, make the character, and never play the game. Which is the most bizarre. I've never heard of such a thing where somebody gets a game.
I play it.
Makes the character. You play, what, 1 hour, and then you're done. Like the like it's gone. Never to be played again.
Uh-huh.
I just never heard of that before.
Someone says, Steve, get the audiobook. Ooh.
There you go.
I should start doing that.
Dude, you've got such a long drive in the morning.
Ooh, yeah, deal. What do you normally listen to when you're driving?
Spitting Chiclets and wrestling podcasts.
Yeah, so you got a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, diversify, man.
Yeah, he listens to, you know what? Steve does listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm always surprised whenever we have somebody come on the show and he goes, hey, I checked out your podcast. I'm like, I didn't even know our guest had a podcast.
So did you read the plane on the trip to Thanksgiving to your parents? That's a great idea.
Yeah. You are going to, dude, you sleep on a plane. That book will put you to sleep in 20 seconds.
And plus, it's a heavy book. Yeah, I don't know. I want to carry that with me on the plane.
Ooh, it's so great traveling with Steve. I get all his free stuff. Because I always tell the server, I go, look, the flight attendant, he's probably going to be sleeping, but bring everything. But don't wake him. I'll make sure he gets
it. He's going to want this. He told me.
Yeah, he's going to want those.
And then you're eating it.
Oh, yeah. And you wake up and go, oh, dude, you want me to get you some? I didn't want to have you served. They look at me like sideways. I go, I don't know.
I always get so pissed when I wake up and I look behind me and they're already moved past.
Yeah, they're bound.
I'm like, I lost my opportunity.
You could have had it.
I have to wait until they finish everyone else now.
Yeah. So awesome.
Well, I'm going to prove you all wrong.
Oh, yeah?
No one has faith in me, huh?
So you're going to go on the toilet to prove us all wrong and do it on the toilet?
No.
Read on the toilet.
I'm going to read it on the couch, BJ.
Wow.
Or maybe I'll bring it in the car and I'll just read it when I'm stuck in traffic.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah.
Kidding.
Hey, you're a secret.
I do have a solution for your snack issue, though, on planes.
Mm.
You just get a little laminated badge that says, please wake me for snacks, and just kind of clip it to your shirt.
Aww. Oh, yeah. Like that picture of that person doesn't look like an idiot right now.
Not doing that.
Yeah, Steve, please wear that. Please wear that badge.
How about I have a badge that says, just leave them on the tray? Don't wake me.
Honest to God, no matter what we're talking about, Vicky can find a meme.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a meme for everything.
It really is. Vicky's the meme whisperer. Gifts. She really is. She's the
you can find a meme that supports whatever argument you have in any type of conversation, or you can find an article that will support. I mean, the internet is an amazing thing.
And that's Vicky's job.
I had a dude text me last night. He's like, hey, and I found him a meme that said, hey, on it. Like, depending on how many whys, it determines if they want to bang you or if they're drunk. Mm. And I sent him that meme.
How many whys is bang and how many whys is drunk?
I got to double check. I think it's like five.
Never mind. I regret asking.
Why do you ask for things? Okay, and it's not like Vicky knows what she's talking about.
I got a book to read.
It's five? Yes. Five whys is a bang?
Five whys means I'm drunk. Four says let's bang.
Oh, wow. Oh, so H-E-Y-Y-Y-Y, mm-hmm. And that means let's bang.
Yep. One is just friends. Two says I think I like you. And three is take the hint, dumbass.
Hey, do you think if we texted our wives the hey with four whys, they would know what the hell we were talking about? Like they would know we want to bang?
No.
Your wife might. She's young enough, she might. I don't think my wife will have a clue.
We already have codes.
Oh, you have codes.
Really?
What's the bang code for you?
Please tell me it's a Bitmoji.
Well, the Hubba Hubba Bitmoji is definitely up there.
Oh, really? Okay.
But I don't think the guy exists anymore as a emoji, but it was the guy with the mustache.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Yeah, that was because whenever I'm like feeling a little frisky, I pretend to throw a fake mustache like ha ha ha.
Oh.
Like, that's my thing.
Oh.
So then it somehow evolved into
The Bitmoji really helps you out.
Yeah, they have a bald guy emoji now.
You have a bald guy emoji now?
Well, you do too, BJ. You have the phone.
Oh, I did update my thing. I have no clue. I used to use the purple devil. That was my code.
That seems like everyone uses that.
Oh, well, thanks for making me feel better.
Well, and also we use that for the New Jersey Devils, because sometimes I'm excited.
Well, I don't use it for the New Jersey Devils. There is a red devil. Use him. He's got a bigger nose, but use him.
That guy's stupid.
And the mustache guy's still there. Just type in man, and he'll pop up.
Oh.
And there's the bald guy.
Oh, there he is. Bald Guy McGee, or a.k.a. Stiv. All right. I have a question. It's got to be answered, Steve. It's a very important question. Not that whether or not we can find the right emoji so your wife knows you want to.
I also have the rooster for me.
Oh, the rooster. Okay. Here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and Sour Patch Kids have in common? You're going to find out at 949 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Sour Patch Kids have in common?
On the inside, I'm actually pretty sweet.
Aww.
Oh.
But sour on the outside,
yeah,
for sure. Bitches.
Yeah.
Steve keeps both in his car to keep him awake when driving home.
It's true.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. Steve hides both from his wife.
Yeah, you have to.
Both cause Steve's mouth to be very raw.
Oh, boy.
That's very rude.
That's raw. That's kind of true.
Danny and Steve like to share both.
Yeah. Oh.
That's true. Welcome to the party, Danny.
Yep. Yeah, Danny.
Hey, thanks.
Gotta get some young blood in that party.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, Post just created...
We need a new fresh blood in our relationship.
Of course, you need that.
Our fictitious relationship.
Oh, fictitious. What are you talking about? Who are you
talking about? Denial. Hey, guys, are you excited? Post has now created Sour Patch Kids cereal. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's real. It's in stores. You need to get it now.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Seems necessary.
I expect to see it here tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and unnecessary. What's wrong?
Uncle Chris.
Steve, put your people on it.
Yeah. Ryan Castle. He's up next to the 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
So this cockatiel is singing Another One Bites the Dust. They shouldn't call it singing. They should call it whistling. It's still a good job. Wow.
Okay, nice happening? Impression, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're a great impression of a cockatiel. Yeah, that's it. Oh, wow. Amazing. Wow. I feel like I'm there.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.